Hello and welcome to Success Magazine's Success CD. This is the exclusive bonus audio we provide free in every issue of Success Magazine. My name is Darren Hardy, and I'm the publisher of Success. All right, I'm going to give you what I consider the secret source code of achievement. Most people won't tell you this. Why? Because one, they don't know really what's running their motor. They think it is for all these projected altruistic motives. But the reality is it's rooted in something much more raw and profound. Okay, here goes. You ready? So I ask you, what ignites motivation? Come on now. I mean, the real answer. Not the cutesy ones written on motivational posters and coffee mugs. Why do some people try so hard, fight so intensely, and strive so vigorously? Where do they get that passionate drive to achieve? You ready for the truth? You sure? Okay, in truth, it's often because they are insecure, needy for attention, and overcompensating for feelings of unworthiness and inadequacy. Yeah, it's true. A lot of great achievers were fostered through very dysfunctional childhoods. Here's the deal. Something happened to them during a very impressionable period that ignited a deeply personal and passionate ambition to prove themselves. How do I know? Well, because that was true for me. On the CD inside our January issue, when the tables were turned and I was being interviewed this time, I was asked what passions drive me. I wanted to provide the most honest and reflective answer that I could muster. So I thought about it for a long time before the actual interview. The truth is, in the beginning, all I wanted to do was to impress my dad, to prove that I was good enough. You remember that my mom gladly handed me over to my father, not wanting me at all. Then my dad was a fall in line and show me you are worthy kind of dad. So, fueled by this motivation, I pushed like a madman to prove myself. I probably was mad. As a result, I was admired by those around me for how long, how hard, and how focused I could work. That ambition is what drove me. And as a result, I was producing a six-figure income as a teenager and became a millionaire before most of my friends graduated college. Bam! I win! Or so I thought. In my latest book, The Entrepreneur Rollercoaster, I tell the story of how I finally graduated from that original productive drive. Certainly, my motivations are very different today, but those original motivations are not necessarily bad. They drive you to produce and to do good. So hey, I say embrace them. Use them as jet fuel to get you off ground zero, baby. Then later, once you feel like you have proven yourself to yourself, because that's the only person you really need to impress, you can graduate to more virtuous motivations. Look, you can barely name an achiever whose original motivation wasn't to overcome some adversity or prove himself or herself worthy, including those you've seen on the cover of this magazine. Let me give you just a few examples, the ones who immediately come to mind. Anthony Hopkins, arguably or unarguably, I would say, one of the greatest actors who's ever performed on the silver screen, said this in our cover story of him. We asked what fueled his great success, and he said, "When I was growing up, my cousins were all brilliant. I wasn't. As a result, I felt resentful and rejected by a whole society. Then I stumbled on a child's theater program. I realized I was kind of good at this. That became my venue to prove that I was brilliant too." Then he went on to say, "Sometimes a good degree of constructive anger can get you going, and I was a pretty angry kid," he said. As written in Rolling Stone 2011, Steve Jobs grew up a poor, adopted kid who felt cast aside by his birth parents, feeling scrawny and teased and out of place, and he remained deeply insecure for most of his life. The need to prove himself is what drove the great Steve Jobs. At the time that I was writing this script that I'm talking to you about now, I was doing it on my MacBook Air. That wouldn't even be possible if Steve was not PO'd enough for him being teased, feeling scrawny, and unwanted. Richard Branson, who struggled with dyslexia, dropped out of high school at age 16, was told by the headmaster that he would either end up in prison or become a millionaire. Branson proved the headmaster wrong on both counts. Booyah! Donald Trump had daddy issues, like me. It worked for both of us, but it seems his must have been bigger. Dang it. Oh, one of my favorite examples. We all know Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team as a sophomore. Blah, blah, blah. Old motivational news. But the better part of the story is this. Jordan flew Pop Herring, the basketball coach who cut him, to sit in the audience during his Hall of Fame speech, solely so he could waggle his finger at the old coach from the stage during his speech and say, "I wanted to make sure you understood. You made a mistake, dude." That was the jet fuel that kept his airness in flight all those years. He wanted to prove his coach wrong. Hey, I know, not all motivation is enlightened, but hey, rock what you've got. Let the fight against your wounds or your dysfunction get you off the ground. Then once you climb up the pyramid of Maslow's hierarchy of needs a bit, then you can work on the self-actualization and enlightenment stuff. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. Use your adversities to stoke the fire in your belly needed to produce great work in the world. Okay, let's introduce you to a couple of other great folks who can stoke the fire of your greater productivity. In the wrap-up, I will expose another hidden truth about success no one else has the guts to discuss. Stay tuned for that after our two fantastic interviews. And as always, know that you can count on success to be your most important resource to inspire, inform, and improve your life. Welcome to Success.